but a very special guest joins us right now. A very famous surgery bears his name, none other than Tommy John on the program. By the way, a hell of a major league pitcher. Tommy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I would love, I wish I could get your station because I would love to hear what Harbaugh has to say. I'm a big fan of the Harbaugh brothers, especially Jim. I love Jim.
All right, we love John around here, but we'll take any.
Well, I would think so. Yep.
We're a little biased, though, but I'll tell you what he says coming up. But I do want to talk to you. We're doing this whole show tonight, actually dedicated to Tommy John surgery. The commissioner's office is going to speak out on this soon. We had the Orioles head athletic trainer Richie Bansells on to talk about his studies that he's conducted, kind of personally on this. Clearly, it's something on the rise. Just your take on that. Could you obviously not have foreseen this, but are you just surprised by the sheer volume at the major league and minor league levels and below that this surgery is going on?
No, because I have my ideas. I don't know what Richie found out, but the injury itself is an overuse injury. So you're starting to see a huge influx of surgeries now, and this is the group of pitchers that 15 years ago they had their parents and everybody bought into the idea that for them to be great pitchers they had to pitch 12 months a year, and that's where I know Dr. Andrews, Dr. Job when he was alive, Dr. Yoakum when he was alive, all these orthopedics, they say young kids, 8 to 17 years old, should rest their arms 3 to 4 months during the winter. But you have these coaches out there that have facilities that set this BS out, that they can work out and your son can make the next travel team and he can get to this showcase and he can get to that showcase. And before you know it, they pitched year-round for 8 or 10 years. Now they get into pro ball, and you're starting to see the culmination of year-round pitching. And I bet you if they would do a research into when these kids started pitching, how much they pitched, and I would venture to say 60-70% of them were probably 12-month a year pitchers. And you're starting to see now the Latins even going down. I know back in the day they said, well, the Latin's arms are stronger, whatever, but you're starting to see them go down, too.
Tommy John is with us here on WBAL. Tommy, of course, you had this great career post-surgery. You're having a great career pre-surgery. But what were your expectations for your baseball career going into that surgery in 1974?
Well, my expectations were to come back and pitch. And Dr. Job told me at the time that I did not need the surgery. He said, you'll be just fine, but you'll never pitch Major League Baseball again. And my question to him was, okay, if I have the surgery, what's my expectations? He said, you probably won't pitch Major League Baseball again. He said, I have no idea. Excuse me. He said, if I would say we had 50-50, he said, I'd be lying to you. Mm. And I said, give me a good, you know, a good ballpark figure. And he said, less than 5%. He said, that's my honest opinion because it's never been done. So we have no guidelines. And, and I knew that I wanted to pitch. And the only way I was ever going to pitch again was to have the surgery. Now I had a backup plan, and my backup plan was if I could not come back and throw the ball like I did before surgery, I was going to, go down to Florida during the winter and spend the winter with my buddy Hoyt Wilhelm, yeah, an ex-Oriole, by the way. I was going to pick up the knuckleball, and I'm kicking myself in the pants right now for not doing that because even now at 71, I might be able to get a free
That's amazing. Now, in 1976, right after surgery and the long recovery, you make 31 starts, over 200 innings, a 3.09 ERA. Were you amazed by how well you did? And also, I'll add to that, for those who didn't really see it firsthand, were you the same pitcher post-surgery as you were before?
Yes. That was one of the things I asked our pitching coach, Red Adams. I said, Red Dog, just when I come back, make sure I'm throwing the ball the same way, the same arm angle, the same slot that I did before surgery. And he said, I've already gotten that written down on my things to do. No, I was not surprised that I did what I did in 1976 because I expected to pitch. And back then, if you were getting batters out, you pitched every 5 days. And I started every 5 days. And I remember I had clauses in my contract then. If I started 20 games, I got a bump in pay. If I started 30 games, I got a bump in pay. And in fact, I was pitching. In Atlanta. I was pitching in Atlanta on my 30th start, and my catcher, the Dodgers back then had two catchers, Joe Ferguson, Steve Yeager, two very, very good catchers. Both of them were hurt. My catcher that day that caught me was a guy named Ted Sizemore, second baseman, all-star second baseman, went back of the plate and caught. I threw my first pitch. Boom. Ball, strike, whatever it was. I got the ball, and I threw it out of the game. The umpire said, why, was that a milestone? I said, yeah. I said, I just made a $70,000 bonus.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Tommy John is with us here on WBAL. I think the big question, speaking of money, Tommy, is any thoughts about copywriting the surgery? Is that possible, or would that be Dr. Job's ability to do that?
Yeah, I think Dr. Job would have had to have copyrighted it. I really don't want to make money off these guys. If they want to send me some money, that's fine. But, I mean, to me, I'll take a dozen Titleist golf balls for all these guys that have had the surgery. In fact, I just got on Facebook today, there was a kid pitching in the Nationals organization named Matt Perk. And he just had Tommy John surgery. Matt Perk was a left-hander. Now, this tells you how smart the kid is. He was a left-hander. Out of high school, Nolan Ryan and the Texas Rangers offered him $7 million to sign.
Wow.
He turned him down to go to TCU. He had an okay career there. I mean, you know, it was good. But he got drafted after his junior year and signed for $2 million. Now, you're telling me $5 million buys you a lot of college credits, in my book. But that's what he wanted to do, go to college. And, he just had his elbow operated on by Jimmy Andrews down in Birmingham. I don't think today. I think Jim operates out of Florida now,
yeah.
Out of Destin. Yeah, he told me one day, I called him, and he said, Tommy, I'm in my office. He said, now, you've been in my office in Birmingham. I said, yeah, I have. He said, I'm looking out. All I see is blue water, white sand. Where do you think I should be? And I said, Jim, you're too smart a man to go back to Alabama.
Tommy, how does your elbow feel right now?
Oh, my elbow feels good right now, but I can't throw because my shoulder is killing me. I've got tremendous case of arthritis in my shoulder. And we did a thing. I was at a doctor in Indianapolis 2-3 years ago, and we did an MRI on my shoulder, and the shoulder just loaded with arthritis from years of pitching. And so my agent was there, and she said, could we get an MRI of his elbow? It's never been seen. So they went down, and they did my elbow, and the orthopedic who did the shots picked out two that he thought were the best, and we put them together and made a print and sent them out to Dr. Job. And nobody had ever seen Tommy John's elbow before. And Dr. Job looked at it, and he said, so that's what I did. He said, I must have done a good job because it's still intact. He said, but you know what? Your elbow is loaded with arthritis. And he said, what should we do? And I said, well, it doesn't hurt my golf swing, so let's just keep it like it is.
Amazing, amazing stuff. You're a part of history. There's no question about that. And then the more important thing in reality, although the legacy, I'm sure, will be the surgery, But 288 career wins, Hall of Fame caliber stuff, and the number that blows me away, Tommy, 4,710 innings. That is a big number.
Well, it is. And the other thing, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is nowadays. 167 complete games or 164, whatever it is. Those numbers won't be reached. And but the thing that I'm most proud of post-surgery is in the 13 years I pitched, I never missed a start in 13 years.
Hmm.
So, you know, and that doesn't happen now either. And I was doing that on a surgically repaired elbow. And I pitched on 3 days rest, 4 days rest. I came in out of the bullpen in between starts. And, in fact, the last World Series I was in, I started game two against the Dodgers, and I was pitched out of the bullpen in game four against the Dodgers, and then came back and started game six against the Dodgers. So, you know, stuff like that is not done, especially on a guy that had unique elbow operation.
Well, it's a fascinating story, Tommy. I'd love to catch up again with you soon, but I really do appreciate your time tonight. Best of luck, best of health, and hopefully we get to talk soon.
I hope so, too. And if I'm down in Baltimore, I'll look you guys up after I go to O'Bricky's and have about a dozen crabs.
Well, unfortunately, it did close in its old location. It's just at the airport now.
Oh, no.
Yep, so make sure you swing by the airport.
Okay, got it.
I'll take you to another crab house personally, Tommy. I'd love that.
That's great. You're on.
That's
a date. Okay.
Tommy John. We'll come back with more next.